Welcome to the Gravel Notes podcast. My name is Martin Lee. We'll be joined by our man Tom Howard live in Africa because this weekend the World Rally Championship heads to Africa as Safari Rally Kenya hosts round six of the 2022 season this weekend. And here we are. We're delighted when we realised that we could get Tom there to bring you all of the action online, autosport.com and motorsport.com. And of course, here today and early next week, as we will review all of the action here on the Gravel Notes podcast. Tom's going to be, as always, right up close and personal with the action, and at times in the air as well. If all the pieces of the jigsaw fit together, he should be up with the WRC helicopter team sometime over the next couple of days as well. But let's get on with the Gravel Notes podcast now. A return to an event that was a regular from 1972 to 2002, back after a 19-year hiatus, though. And Tom, welcome along to the podcast. If you can just tell us, you know, about, you know, your journey. All we keep hearing about is travel chaos in the newspapers, and what it's like where you are and where you're working from. Just set the scene for us.
Firstly, we've got to say thanks for this opportunity to be able to actually go to cover an event like this. So a lot of strings have been pulled for us to get to be here in the first place. So those people that know who they are should receive some thanks. But firstly, yeah, it's quite a long journey. I haven't had any sleep for 24 hours, so I'm very tired. But so flew out from Heathrow to Cairo last night, and then got a plane from Cairo through the night to Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. And then got another flight from Tanzania this morning to Nairobi in Kenya. So I landed in Nairobi about 8 a.m. Kenya time. So then we had a 2.5-hour road trip to Naivasha, which is where the rally is based. So I've seen quite a lot today. Some things are quite confronting, some things quite spectacular, but yeah, it's been a long journey, but we are here and we're here to cover Safari Rally.
I can see you're working from some sort of, it looks like an office. I mean, you're on your own in some sort of room. What facility do they build in the middle of the desert?
So we've got we're actually in a wildlife resort near Lake Naivasha, which is it's a holiday destination, so we say. It's quite a touristy area, lots of hotels, lots of safari trips that you can go on. So we're in a wildlife resort where they've constructed all these temporary buildings to house all the rally cars this weekend near the town of Naivasha. So it's a small town, not, 2 hours north of Nairobi, but we're in quite a extensive sort of metal structure with a tarpaulin roof, and I've cheekily nabbed the FIA office, which is a little bit quieter than the media centre to be able to do this podcast. So thanks to Vera, the FIA media delegate, for letting me borrow her office.
Well, I say we should be doing this in vision, because your Wi-Fi connection is rock solid. It looks great. It's nice and crisp. It's better than, you know, when you're 5 minutes down the road. Who sets all this up before we actually get into talking about the rally? Just for our listeners who might be interested in, like, the infrastructure of a rally event in, you know, Safari Rally Kenya. Is this kind of the FIA that build all this, or WRC and the promoters? How does it all happen?
It's a mixture of the FIA, WRC and the Safari Rally organisers. I think a point that we should make here is this is a really serious event here. This is the biggest sporting event they have in Kenya. It's bigger than any football event or marathon or anything else. So everything is pulled into this to make it as spectacular as possible. And I have to say, I've been hugely impressed with the internet connectivity and the service park and everything so far. I've had my own personal driver take me around everywhere today, so called Nelson, who should get a shout out. He was a very, very nice fella. This is a serious event. Like, the president will be here tomorrow of Kenya to oversee it, and this is a key part of his sort of manifesto, I guess. It was a very key part of his plan to bring this event back to Kenya, as it's been away for a while. We obviously came back last year, but this was all a very key part of their sort of political strategy, because this is not only sort of a sporting event, it's all about tourism, and it has such a long tradition, as you said at the beginning there. So it's a very, very special event for Kenya.
Colin McRae's last win was there. It's been won by Richard Burns and Tommy Mäkinen. It did come back last year, but a kind of a legendary event for those people who might not be super into their rally. What's it like for speed and the location and the kind of surfaces they'll be on?
So this will be one of the toughest on the calendar, and this will be even tougher than it was last year, as the crews have been saying today in the press conference. But these are high-speed gravel stages, very open stages. So you're out in the middle of nowhere, really. Lots of wildlife, so there'll be giraffes, buffalo, elephants, zebra. So the crews will come across all sorts of different animals on their ways through the stages. Obviously, they try to clear the stages before they run through to make sure it's as clear as possible, but you can't really sort of legislate for any zebras running around. They're quite erratic. But yes, they're very fast open stages, and the gravel is quite soft and sandy in places, so the cars actually sort of dig in quite a lot, and if you're not careful, you can actually get stuck, as Callie Ruffin-Perry did last year. So you get stuck in this sort of quicksand like gravel, which is called fesh-fesh, is the local term. So it's quite an interesting combination of, you cannot go flat out on this event. There are too many areas where you need to be careful and preserve the car, because it's so rough in places. So it's really going to be a case of who measures it the best, in terms of going flat out when they know they can, but also, you know, making sure the car is safe and healthy so you reach the finish. It's going to be a real rally of attrition.
Yeah, organisers know what they're doing in terms of clearing the way, but how do they clear the way of animals and to try and keep them clear of the cars?
In the old days, every crew used to have its own helicopter run ahead, but they don't have that these days. So there is a helicopter that goes through, and a double zero car which goes through to make sure the stage is clear before anyone comes in. But one of the tools that some of the teams run to sort of help scare wildlife away so they don't have any trouble is they run a special flashing light system on their headlights. So they're constantly flashing, which hopes to sort of catch the eye of any animal and sort of warn them that there's a car coming. So there's some little clever little tools they have, but largely speaking, there isn't a great deal you can do, but the organisers do the best they can to make sure that there is no dramas.
The last rally out was a warm one, but what are the conditions going to be like for the drivers and inside the cars, these new hybrid cars?
Yes, so in Sardinia, they ran some tweaked modifications to the cars to combat this increased temperatures in the cockpit. Sardinia was incredibly hot, 40 degrees. We're not looking like we're going to exceed 25 here in Kenya, so it's going to be a lot easier, shall we say, on the crew. It's not no less tough, but the temperatures won't be as high. There is also a threat of rain on every day, so which could also throw a spanner in the works. So, the conditions are very mixed. It's going to be a real challenge for all of them.
Callie Ruffin-Perra arrives there with a 50-point lead over Thierry Neuville. Tell us about the form going into this event.
So, yeah, Callie obviously had a quiet event last time in Sardinia, which was going to be a tough one for him to open the road. Always going to be very difficult for him there with the way that the roads are, so dusty and tight and compact. So he could only come home fifth in Sardinia. So, but that's all he needs to do, really, to win the title. That's how big a lead he's got. So really, realistically speaking, if he does the same here this weekend, that's perfect for him. And this is also going to be another tough one to open the roads on. These stages are particularly dusty, and as I said, the sand is really tricky, and the stages are a lot rougher. And I think Sebastien Ogier, like I said, it was going to be more about survival this weekend than anything else. Like, you can't go flat out. It's just not possible. So, Cali, really, he's in a tough spot. But again, if he reaches the finish, who knows where he's going to be in the rankings come the end of it? Because it's going to be such a rally of attrition. He could, if he keeps his nose clean, he could end up with a podium.
Have you spoken to many of the drivers and teams yet in the times? I mean, you've only just arrived, really, I guess, though.
Yeah, we've had a quick chat with the crews today. Obviously, they're all very wary how tough this is going to be, but also super excited because this is a really one of those special events that if you're a rally driver, you live for, because these are the sort of adventures that you want to go on. These are the challenges that you want to be tested. And also the crowd here will be nothing short of spectacular. There's something about rallying and the Kenyans that really strikes a chord, and the crowds will be huge. There's so much enthusiasm for it. It's quite an unusual atmosphere. Not that to say that other events aren't, you know, the crowd aren't as enthusiastic, but there's something a bit different here. There's a vibe of this is like their one day in the sun, so to speak, or their one special event they have a year. So everything goes into it. So the drivers are really excited to just to be here because of the passionate fans.
The greatest of all time, the goats, are back. Last time it was it what were you calling it? Goats on gravel. Have you got anything similar for this one?
Well, surely it's goats on safari, isn't it? So
okay, goats on safari there. Yes. not the Sebs on safari. The goats on safari. I like. So of course, yeah. Loeb and Ogier are back together. Ogier, the winner last time out when the rally returned last year. Loeb, a slightly bigger gap though, since he raced here.
Yes, so this is Sebastian Loeb's first safari since 2002, which was the last one of the original safari rally before it went on its hiatus. So he's coming back 20 years after his debut at the safari rally, which is quite a nice little story. But even he today said that he didn't remember it being as rough as this, and he's getting a bit older now. So not sure if he can quite cope with the roughness of this anymore, but I'm sure he'll be fine once the adrenaline gets going. He was third fast in shakedown today, so he's equipped to the conditions quickly, but yeah, interesting story. And it's, again, it just highlights when an event like this is on the calendar, people like Ogier and Loeb simply cannot resist it. You know, they don't need to be here, they're doing partial campaigns, but just the chance to tackle something like this, they just jump at it and they want to be here.
What realistic chance of these guys got coming back doing a partial campaign, have they got of a decent result or a win?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you said, Ogier won this last year. He's done it before. He can easily win this. Loeb as well, you cannot rule this guy out. I mean, even in Portugal, on his first gravel event in the Rally One car, just in May, he was leading. Obviously, he did crash out of the event, but he was leading at that point. So the pace is there. There's definitely no question marks over that. And as I said, with the attrition, these older guys may be a bit smarter in terms of how they approach this. If they can see that this is going to be a real, real tough ask, then you would put your money on those two Sebs being at the end, because they're very clever and wily characters. So I'm not going to rule them out of a victory, and it'll be a fantastic battle if we can have another Seb versus Seb like Monte Carlo. That would be perhaps a perfect way to have this safari rally go off.
What about the rest of the field? Anyone that either you've caught up with or you think has got some decent form here, or you just fancy for a decent event?
Well, I'm going to say M Sport, because they were very strong here last year, and they adopted an approach of let's not go flat out and let's get to the end. And that approach paid dividends last year, as Gus Greensmith and Adrian Formeau finished fourth and fifth, which was their best team result of the year last year. So I'm going to say those two characters could be in for a chance to really upset things, because I think they're sensible and they know from last year how tough this was. So I think if they can do anything like they did 12 months ago, they're going to be in with the shout of a really strong result. And that we all know that Puma's strong too. So yes, I'm not going to... I think those two could be quite handy. Craig Breen is on an absolute high at the moment after Sardinia. The confidence is there. So the car's there, so he will be in the mix. And again, the Hyundai is... Obviously, the confidence is up, but we still really don't know. There's still question marks over the reliability. And if there's going to be an event where reliability woes come up, it's going to be this one. And case proven last year with Thierry Neuville on course to win until a suspension failure on the final day robbed him of victory. So he's going to be wanting revenge, but he's also in the back of his mind knowing that his car's not exactly any more stronger than last year. So... I'm not sure how they play that. I don't know how hard I'd play it this weekend, because We just don't know how reliable that car is going to be.
Yeah, the drivers and co-drivers who are slightly handier with a spanner, let's say, could well be busy over this event, and that could make or break some of the results. For our listeners who want to follow along with the coverage, what's the best way, I guess, to follow us on social media and to follow our updates?
Yes, we'll be hopefully providing obviously regular reports on Autosport and Motorsport.com across the event. We certainly have some reaction and features as well lined up, and obviously on socials there'll be plenty of video clips to hopefully entice you in to enjoy what should be a spectacular safari rally.
Excellent. Well, as we record this, we're about a day away from the first of 19 stages being held. And of course, if you tune into our Gravel Notes podcast channel, if indeed you are listening to this on the Autosport channel, not on the Gravel Notes channel, make sure you do subscribe and get all your rally content in one place as well. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast today, and we'll see you soon.